Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
Yeah, that's little old me. How's everybody doing today? Happy Easter to you. Hope you're having a terrific morning with your families, enjoying the holiday, and, well, doing whatever you decide to do, whether you're at church or out having breakfast or hunting Easter eggs or, well, just taking a little nap, you know, like Ruben Bressler likes to do.
Always. It's my favorite.
Very happy to have you, Ruben, joining me on the show here. Of course, it's the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment on the Mark Hoke Show. We are 101.5's top rated live show, and we appreciate that so much for all of you out there listening as we just keep getting bigger and better. And of course, wanting once again, thank Booker T and Brad Gilmore for joining us. Had that interview on in the first hour, and the full interview is up on YouTube at the Mark Hoke Show. If you want to check that out, we had a blast with those guys. Just a terrific time having them in studio here on SportsX Radio on Friday night. So make sure you go check that out. Ruben, do you realize how crazy Las Vegas is getting for professional wrestling?
I mean, yes. Vegas is kind of always been a destination, but especially starting in the mid-2010s, it became a convention destination, a sports destination, and now it's definitely becoming, if not the headquarters for professional wrestling, one of the top three cities in the United States for it.
This is getting a little ridiculous. You know, of course, the Vegas Toy Con here every year, but, you know, they bring in, you know, top flight guests from the world of pro wrestling. Of course, we've got Mick Foley and Sting coming in here, and they do professional wrestling at the show.
Amazing.
So you want to check that out at the World Trade Center coming up here the 5th through the 7th. And once again,
I love Sting. Sting is one of my favorites. I was excited to see how beautiful and lovely his final match was. And Mick Foley is three of my favorite professional wrestlers.
Yes.
So there you go.
Maybe he should do a new personality. I'm going to talk to him about that.
Mick? I mean, it might be a little bit late.
If he does another match, he's going to be 60 years old. There's got to be another, a fourth face of Foley. That's what I'm going to ask him at the Toy Con.
We haven't seen a couple of the old faces in a while. So, you know, I would like to have a retirement match for Cactus Jack, a retirement match for Dude Love, and a retirement match for Mick Foley. Those would all be great. But being 60, like, I, you know, break a sweat peeling an orange. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna, you know, I get tired after I brush my teeth in the morning. So him doing anything at 60 is a feat of nature.
Oh, it just sounds good too, doesn't it? The fourth face of Foley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
His own four horsemen.
That t-shirts. He will make a mint on that.
Ooh, you know those Three Wolf Moon t-shirts? Those, but with Mick Foley.
Oh, I think would be, man.
That's a $1 million idea. I like that one. It's at least $100 idea.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to ask him for royalties. Just small ones when he does
perfect.
It. But yeah, that's going to be a great time. But then, of course, we've got TNA that's going to be in here. And apparently they are thrilled with this stop. Of course, they had a sellout of the Palms the last time they were here. They're going to be back here April 20th and 21st. They've got the Rebellion pay-per-view coming up that weekend. And they'll be doing the TV tapings on the 21st. And then AEW made their formal announcement. They are back here for Double or Nothing. They're going to be at the NJM Grand Garden Arena on the 26th of May. So Double or Nothing returns for that pay-per-view. I guess decide not to do the use T-Mobile, but they will be back for another pay-per-view. So, man, it just keeps going and going. And, you know, one thing I'm wondering, Ruben, actually, is, you know, the UFC headquarters is honestly is just across the street from us.
I was about to mention that, yeah.
And there's a really nice office building. Literally, I could walk over there if I, you know, if I wanted to die because I'd be crossing 215.
Right.
Does it kind of make you wonder? Vince isn't in charge anymore.
Yeah.
The McMahons aren't in charge anymore. Would that make sense?
I mean,
to move the HQ out to the entertainment capital of the world, right down the street from UFC?
I would not move there. So here's the thing about WWE, is that most of their superstars are in their 40s, right? Most of their superstars have families. Most of their superstars are, you know, trying to have lives. I think that moving to Vegas for a portion of their offices makes sense. I think that, you know, for like their booking and for their advertising and some of that kind of stuff makes sense. But I mean, what they got going is, you know, they don't need Vegas for their training facility. They don't need Vegas for their employee headquarters, their teacher's lounge. You know what I mean? So while it does make sense for some to move here, maybe, because the flights are good, the convention centers are good, there are so many arenas, a lot of that might make sense, but they shouldn't pick up and move the whole business, I don't think, personally.
I don't know. You know, there's another thing that's important. Taxes.
That's true.
Taxes.
So what does their taxes look like?
In Connecticut?
I mean, ESPN's in Connecticut. It can't be too bad.
I'm sure it's pretty miserable.
Well, maybe.
As opposed to no state income tax here in Nevada.
Yeah, that's true. There, you can't beat free. So yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if they were interested in that, though, they would have moved to Delaware or Texas years ago.
Yeah, just putting it out there. Plus, I'm sure with doing a lot of stuff with Hollywood and Dwayne's involved now.
It's true.
Quick trip.
Yeah,
just throwing it out there.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, just the thought. Maybe they should think about it. I bet they are thinking about it.
I bet they've thought about it. Connecticut is a weird location. You know, trying to get into Bristol Airport or trying to get in there from, you know, one of the New York airports isn't the easiest thing in the world, having done those trips a ton. But you know, there's got to be benefits we're not thinking of. But you're right. The business has changed. Maybe they want to get rid of some of the old ghosts, you know, move headquarters and start, turn over a new leaf. It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, with the TKO group, I mean, like I said, UFC's right over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Put it right next door.
And it's not like it's not like they haven't plucked talent from the UFC in the past, or the UFC hasn't pulled in folks for their own MMA stuff. You know, they're putting something in the Sphere soon, apparently. Seems like a weird place to put a UFC fight. But, you know, there's a ton of crossover. And you don't need the headquarters there to have that crossover. You just see each other at various events across the year. So,
yeah, it's
a good thought.
Yeah. Just like throw that out there just for fun, because it's just speculation. But with everything happening in Vegas now, and everybody just seems to be having a lot of success out here, it's, you know, maybe. Well, something that's not a maybe is WrestleMania. It's time, Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. We can actually start making predictions on this thing because we don't have a show until Sunday, which means we actually do have to start talking about this thing a little bit.
That's true.
And we don't even know, other than a couple of matches, what night's what. So I guess we got to run down the card, buddy.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Your next show is after WrestleMania.
Well, it's in the middle of it, actually.
It's in the middle of
WrestleMania. It's in the middle.
Right.
So you and I get to talk a little bit about what's happened, and then we get to speculate about the hell that's going to be night two.
Right, exactly. I think that there are some things that I'm pretty confident in are going to happen, but I'm excited to hear your thoughts too.
Well, let's take a look at this card. And now we know for sure. And let me pull this up here. Okay. Of course we know on night one, we've got the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth.
Yes. And that's going to be the headliner. That's the main event of night one.
So how do you see this going down? Because, you know, I just had Jeremy Lambert on talking about all the chaos he thinks could happen. And we've had everybody in the wrestling media just coming up with all sorts of crazy thoughts about what's going to take place in this match. Mm-hmm. I'll let you start.
Okay.
Who wins? And what other things are going to surround this match? Because there's a lot of variables, because obviously Seth Rollins is in here. Could Seth possibly get cashed in on that night? What do you think?
Yeah. So, man, it's so hard to predict, because for the last couple of years, we've thought that something would change. And nothing has changed, really. It's been Roman fights somebody and gets bailed out. This is slightly different because it's a tag match and we have the Roman solo match, not Solo Sikoa, the Roman by himself until someone else shows up match the following night. So in my opinion, whoever wins night one loses night two. That's how I think this is going to go down. I think that they give, you know, if Seth and Cody win night one, that means Roman wins night two. If Roman and company win night one, Roman and Rock win night one, then I think Cody wins night two. I think that they're going to split them like that. I can't imagine that Seth plus Cody wins and then Cody wins again. I don't think that they'll give them that. I think it's more likely that Roman just wins everything forever because they still want the streak. They still want the number of days. Like I said, the last time I was on the show, I think that WWE values the number. They value how many days that Roman has held the reign for. And so once they get past Hulk or up to near Bruno Sammartino's number, then they're going to think about letting Roman take a vacation. But because it's 40, because it's such a big event, because we've been building this finish the story storyline for so long, and it's only grown, and and it's the first one where Triple H really has control. They've been leaning into the Rock's heel nature. They have a real opportunity here that they didn't have with LA Knight, that they didn't have with Sammy Mania, to capitalize on the groundswell of support. So my hope is that Cody and Seth lose night one. That's my hope. My hope is that Cody and Seth lose night one. Maybe even the Money in the Bank gets cashed in and Damian Priest gets his championship over Seth. And then night two, we get what we all want, what we all came here for, which is the Cody Crybabies coming out with what they signed up for a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And I'm leaning that way too. I would love to see that cash in happen as well, because mm-hmm. You know, you hear The Rock screaming not just about Cody, but he's been saying, I'm making sure you're losing that title too, Seth.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that this first night is just going to be a total night of devastation for Cody and Seth. I really do. I think Roman and Rock are going to win this. They're going to win this big. It's going to be a hell of a match, but they're going to end up in the end that Cody is just going to be laid out. Your last scene is going to be that bloody belt going to Cody's mom, and Seth is going to be on the ground, and Damian Priest comes out and cashes in, and Seth is no longer the world champion. I think it's going to be a complete nightmare for those two.
No pun intended.
Right.
I hope so. I think that that's the way the story has to go. You have to end, you know, you have to end episode 5 with All Is Lost, and then you bring it all back and we defeat the dark side in the next chapter. You have to have those low lows so that you can tell this cool story. that's a good way to finish a story. That's an exciting, enthralling, interesting storyline.
Yeah. And the neat thing is, you didn't have a Knight 2, you'd never be able to pull this off. But so mm-hmm. this is going to be interesting as we get through Knight, and we'll get to the end of this story as we go through here.
And the other thing I hope happens, is because everyone has seen every Roman Reigns match at this point. Roman gets in trouble, a half dozen people come out and bail him out. I hope the same happens for Cody on the next night. I hope that Roman's cavalry arrives and then Cody's cavalry arrives, right? Like all of his support structure comes out. His brother comes out, would be great, right?
Yeah,
You know, whoever, like everyone who's ever feuded with Roman comes out and supports Cody in this adventure, because that's the Avengers moment of coming together.
Yeah, I agree. And, I have been saying this for a while now. It would be so cool if they were able to work something out with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
To let Dustin come out. Because he's going to be there. He's doing an event in Philadelphia that weekend. And it would be just fantastic if he was able to be allowed to interject himself in this match, considering all the talk of family and everything else.
Exactly. If there's one thing I know about Tony Khan, it's that he's a wrestling fan. And I think he would understand, this is advertising for my company too, right? Like that's a rising tide that raises all boats. So I think that it only makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, actually, this is probably a good spot to take a break. And when we come back, we will look at the rest of the WrestleMania card and a whole lot of other things going on. And, you know what? I was actually supposed to do this. We're going to give away that pack right now. Call 702-257-5396 and you can win that Mick Foley pack. We're going to take caller number 3, 702-257-5396, and you can win that 3-day pass plus the Mick Foley pack. Give us a call.
101.5 FM KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
Hey, let's get back to it. The best pro wrestling news and entertainment on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON on 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. And I've got my riding partner, Ruben Bressler, hanging out with me today. Good to have you along for the duration of the show. Thank you so much, Ruben.
Of course, we make a good tag team.
We certainly do. I don't have to be the Ricky Morton, though, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
You're fine.
Good.
I mean, let's see. Who are my favorite tag teams of all time? If I can be Xavier Woods, I'll let you be Kofi or Big E. I don't need a world championship. I don't need that smoke. I'm good.
I just don't want to be the Ricky Morton. Of course, Ricky Morton was the better looking one, but he was the one that always got beat up. Robert Gibson had to come in and do the cleanup work.
I mean, I'm happy to be the better looking one.
Wow. Okay.
Listen, you said it, not me.
All right. Whatever. It's all good. All right. Well, continuing to take a look at the WrestleMania card coming up, starting on Saturday. I can't believe it's already here. WrestleMania 40. And just, it won't take too long, but just taking a look at some of the matches that we've got coming up here. Well, now we have Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Sure.
Is that going to be the match? Or do we have Damian Priest involved in this? I mean,
yeah, that's a good question. So that's on night one.
It's scheduled for night two.
Right. Because night one is Cody Seth. So Seth Drew. Maybe that's when it gets cashed in.
Maybe it could.
That would be rough. That would be rough if it got cashed in on night one. Damian gets the money in the bank, and then that fight is not anything. That would be weird.
It could be a triple threat. You never know. You can do what
you
want.
It would be real awkward for Seth to lose night one, the tag team, and then lose night two. Man, that'd be weird, but might just be a rough WrestleMania for Seth.
It could. It could. Never know. But let's just say there's no cash in. Let's just say there's no cash in.
Sure. No cash
in. Is Drew walking out with the championship?
Probably not. I don't feel like that one's changing hands. I feel like that one is pretty – I think one of the two championships changes hands, one of the two big championships changes hands, and my bet is on Cody winning, which means I think Seth retains.
So I have a feeling there's going to be some – well, CM Punk has said he's going to be on commentary. I have a feeling that he is going to be messing with Drew McIntyre in this match. So
sure.
That should be a lot of fun. Bayley and Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. As Io Sky comes in the champion, Bayley is no longer bad Bayley. She's the lovable Bayley again. I wonder if the Bayley buddies will be back out. That'd be kind of fun to see them.
I mean, I love Io Sky. I think that she doesn't get enough credit, but also Bayley has been doing so much work for the company, like taking way more losses than she has any right to be taking. I think she probably gets this one.
I think so, too. I think Bayley walks out as the champ. The Rhea Ripley-Becky Lynch match, and this is going to be – this is a show stealer. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah.
Rhea comes in as the Women's World Champion, and she has been absolutely dominant. Everybody loves her. But does she walk out with the championship against Becky Lynch?
Yeah, so you're not going to find a bigger Rhea Ripley fan than me. This reign of hers has been atrocious. I don't like how they've booked her. I don't like how the story has gone. I think she's got to leave Judgment Day. Like I'm just bored with her reign.
Wow.
So, you know, it's unfortunate because I am heart eyes Rhea Ripley and have been since she was in NXT in, you know, way, way, way long ago. She's an all-star. And I like Becky Lynch. She's fine. I don't think that she's as the greatest thing ever. Like, I'd rather Rhea win, but I also want Rhea's story to change. So I think Becky probably should walk out of this as the champion, just so that we can get some sort of change in story associated with Rhea Ripley.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think Rhea walks out as the champ.
I mean, listen, this one's a win-win for me. I think that either she wins or she learns, and she's so young that she's the future of the company anyway. So, you know, whatever happens, I'm happy.
Yeah, toss up on that one. Gunther and Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. This is a fascinating matchup. Do they end Gunther's streak, or does Gunther continue to dominate the Intercontinental Championship scene?
I would like it if Sami won. I love Gunther. I think he's such a good worker. The story that they've put behind Gunther is really good. He's actually got one of the more interesting storylines. He's improved so much on the mic during his reign. I would really like for Sammy to win this match, but I think Gunther retains.
The only reason that I think you'd take it off of Gunther is if you're going to send him after one of the world championships.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's a good call. So, yeah, if they want to send Gunther after Cody, for example, if Cody ends up taking it, if they want to send him after whoever walks out with the heavyweight, you know, Drew or Seth or Damian, if they want to send him in that direction, for sure, you got to drop it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I like that.
Did I say they were going to do it? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, it was funny. I was sitting here when we were talking with Booker T. You know, I had suggested that the guy that would be the one to take it off him is Dragunov, because if you remember, they had those great matches
a
few years ago that were just unreal.
Well, that's Jay taking it off of Roman.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that's a good story. I like that one.
Yeah. It's boy, I'm calling time limit draw.
I don't know about that. That seems like something they wouldn't do at WrestleMania.
I'm not going to wuss out. You know what? I hate all the good guys winning.
No, I think Gunther walks out. I think Gunther leaves with the title on that one.
I think so, too. I think after the disappointment of Chad Gable not winning, I say Gunther wins. Yeah. The six-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Okay. This is going to be really fun. It's the Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. defending their titles against DIY, The Awesome Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, New Catch Republic. Did I get everybody? Yeah, I did. Is this the night that R-Truth gets his WrestleMania moment? Can he find his way up the ladder? Does he remember the rules?
Yep.
And Awesome
Does he know
Truth
what kind
is?
Of match he's in? Yeah. I think that the Judgment Day storyline is getting a little stale. And if you're ever going to lose a titles, it's in a six-team tag ladder match. They've stapled so many stipulations onto this. I think that Awesome Truth getting the win is the more fun story. I think that it's the more interesting story, and I would like to see it happen. So I'm going to vote for that.
Now, we had an interesting discussion with Jeremy Lambert that R-Truth not knowing the rules of the match could actually end up in splitting the tag team titles.
Mm.
And I love that finish.
I love that idea.
I love that finish that R-Truth gets to the top and only takes one set of the belts.
That's very smart. I love that. Oh, that's brilliant. For sure. That is absolutely 100% what should happen. Is R-Truth takes one set of titles, leaves.
And
then someone else goes to the top and grabs the rest. I love that idea.
Could you imagine that finish happening? I think it would be perfect.
So smart. I love that.
We'll see if it happens, but
yeah,
we got to get Truth, you know, somehow in the match and up the ladder, and Lord knows. But I do think that in one way or another, Awesome Truth will win at least one set of the tag titles.
That'd be nice.
But yeah, I think it would be an interesting way to split them up. I've heard they've been thinking about doing it, so that'd be a clever way to pull it off. So we'll see what happens. But let's just say they split it. Let's say, just for fun, let's say they split it. Who's the other team that wins?
It'd be nice to give DIY something. You know, I love New Day. Like I said, I don't think New Day is leaving with titles. I don't think if they split the titles, they're going to let Judgment Day retain half the titles.
I'll give you my team.
Who's that?
I say it's A-Town Down Under.
Okay.
I'd
be fine with that too. That'd be nice. I mean, they haven't gotten a ton of play, so for them to get a WrestleMania victory would be kind of wild.
Yeah, I think that'd be all right. LA Knight and AJ Styles, and this one, boy, you feel bad because these two guys, you know, AJ Styles, after he got hurt in Hershey, Pennsylvania, came back looking jacked, and LA Knight was on a roll, and he just seems to have gotten swept under the rug a little bit. And this one you would thought would have been at the top of the card, and it's just kind of a match.
Yeah, they screwed the pooch on LA Knight. But it's going to be a great match. They're both such good workers. Like, there's no way this isn't a great match. This one will have the highest rating of whatever those ratings are, just because they're so good. Probably LA Knight. Like, you can't just get rid of all of the hype that LA Knight has. They kind of already have, but they should give it to LA Knight.
Yeah, I think LA Knight walks out with this one for sure. We've got the Usos, Jay and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Duking it out. Which Uso is the Usiest?
Which night is this on?
Don't know. They haven't said yet. None of these matches have been announced.
None of these
what
matches
night
have
on.
A night? Great. Wonderful news. I'm going to guess that they give this one to Jimmy. Because I think, I'm going to guess they put it on night one and that they give it to Jimmy, and that the Bloodline is just like on top of the world after night one.
Interesting. All right.
That's my guess.
Boy, you know, I hadn't really thought of that, but which night it's on is going to be a factor in this. Yeah. I still say Jay's going to win.
Yeah.
I'll give this one to Jay.
I think that they want the interference on night two from everybody. Like, the whole cavalcade is going to come out. It's going to be the cartoon all-stars coming out. And, you know, everyone's going to roll out. And that includes Jimmy, right?
Right.
So Jimmy can't have just gotten beat up 30 minutes earlier. So I'm guessing this is night one. And if everything goes according to what my plan in my head is, that means the Bloodline reigns supreme on night one.
All right. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens for the U.S. Championship. And who would have thought the U.S. title was going to have such an important match? But this is going to be something. Logan, yeah. The conniving Logan Paul and the two biggest snakes maybe in the history of WWE in there duking it out for the U.S. title. This is going to be a fascinating match with some incredible psychology to it. I can't wait for this one. I really can't.
Really interesting. This is probably, I hate triple threat matches, by the way. I think they're atrocious. I think they're so stupid. But this is a really interesting triple threat match because of what you just said, because of the psychology. You've got the youngest male superstar in WWE, certainly the youngest title holder, against two of the biggest psychological killers in the game, in the history of the game, including Randy Orton, who might be the most, who is the cerebral assassin, right? I think Randy probably walks out of this one. I think they give Randy his flowers in this one, and he leaves as champion. He's not looked great in his most recent couple matches. He's not looked wonderful, but giving him a triple threat match, letting the other guys do some work, and Kevin Owens, I love Kevin Owens. He's such a good worker. They can let Logan and Kevin have a duke out while Randy catches his breath, and then Randy will sneak in and steal the title.
See, I have a feeling that Randy and Kevin are going to do something to accidentally screw each other over, and Logan's going to win this match.
Sure.
That's my
also
feeling.
Works. Also works.
I think Logan walks out with the championship. This is a very intriguing matchup. It seems like it was thrown in there, but it gets Jade Cargill involved in WrestleMania. And by the way, the opening, if you didn't see that, guys, wow.
She's not a human. It's unbelievable. Jade Cargill is superhuman.
No, and she has got such an incredible future. And, you know, and I think a good way to put her into this in a six-woman match. I mean, very smart by WWE to give her a good introduction with five other incredible women in this match. It's going to be Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi against Damage Control with Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. I don't think there's any question who's going to win this match. It's just a matter of who's taking the fall, who's going to be getting the fall on this. And
who do you think's winning?
Oh, I don't think there's any question Bianca, Jade, and Naomi are winning this match.
Okay.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You're not going to
think they're going to take the title from Io Sky and from Damage Control?
Well, it's a six man, so the tag titles aren't going to be on the line.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. Probably Naomi. I would think that they give it to Naomi.
You think Naomi's going to get the pin on this?
Yeah. That would be my guess.
See, I think Jade's going to.
I think it's too early for Jade. I think that they want to introduce Jade. I don't think they obviously, she can't get pinned.
I'm saying she's going to be the one to get the winning pinfall.
Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
Really?
I think it's too soon. It's too soon.
I don't know.
I think they give it to Naomi.
That would be nice.
It would be nice.
Because she is getting overshadowed. But yeah.
She is.
Yeah, but yeah, so a great showcase. And boy, I'll tell you, I wonder what Bianca and Jade are working on doing to somebody. That's
my dream is for Rhea versus Jade. I think that that's the match that I want to see.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Bianca and Jade down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take Jade a little longer to be ready for that, but boy, I'll tell you, will that be something else to say the least. And then we also got the Latino World Order. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee get Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Hell yeah.
So we get the Mysterios again.
I love that.
Oh man. After this, I was pretty close to seeing the spanking last year. Had a great angle on it. So the Mysterios are going to be facing off one more time. That's just going to be a lot of fun to see Rey and Dominic duke it out one more time at WrestleMania.
Yep.
I don't care who wins, but it's going to be fun.
I love the Judgment Day. Big fan of the whole Judgment Day storyline. It's time for that storyline to go away. I think that everyone in the Judgment Day loses. and they let Ray win at WrestleMania 40. I think that's the way that this goes.
See, I think Dominic gets a win this year.
Maybe.
I think
they haven't given him a ton of wins, so it would be nice to see him get like a big win someday. But here at WrestleMania 40 with Rey Mysterio, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's time for Dirty Dom to walk out with a woo. So, sure. So that's the way I'm going.
I think it also fits the story of like the only, if the only winner from the Judgment Day is Dom, that's kind of hilarious too. Like that's kind of a cool story as well. So, you know, I'm okay with either side.
Yeah. And then we have the final match, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to save that for the other side of the break.
Okay.
We'll save that for the other side. But we are going to give away one more set of the VIP passes. We got a set of three VIP three-day passes to the Vegas Toy Con available for you. That number, we'll do call number three again. That number is 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396. 3 day passes to the Vegas Toy Con. So you get to come out and hang out with everybody, have a great time. Of course, like I said, Mick Foley, Sting, and so many others are going to be there. So once again, in just a sec, we'll open up phone lines and you can win your set of tickets for all 3 days of the Vegas Toy Con. 702-257-5396. We're back with our final segment. Myself and Ruben Bressler here on the Mark Hoke Show. Here on 101.5 FM KDON, we will be right back.
FM KDON.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
And let's get back to it one more time. It is the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment here on The Mark Hoke Show. And, yeah, by the way, I got to announce our winners, Ruben.
Okay, good.
I'm very excited. So we want to congratulate our three-day pass winner. That is Brandon Butler in Las Vegas. Congratulations. So Brandon is getting to go to the Vegas Toy Con. So he'll be hanging out. And we want to announce a winner for our VIP package, who's going to get to meet Mick Foley. And that man is Chad Holloway.
Hey.
So, Chad, congratulations. You're going to get to meet Mick Foley and get to go to the Vegas Toy Con. So, congratulations.
Amazing.
So, congratulations to Chad Holloway, who's going to get to hang out with the three faces of Foley. And no offense to Chad, I do know the gentleman, and I hope he gets a mandible claw very, very deep down the throat. So.
Yeah. That's a little bit of our kayfabe there.
It's, yeah. All right. So congratulations to everybody and have a great time at the Vegas Toy Con. Should be a blast. All right. Last match, main event, Cody Roman.
Yeah.
I think Ruben, you have already said that we're expecting bloodline rules, and I agreed with you.
I don't know, man. Like
Jeremy, by the way, Jeremy Lambert said he wants chaos. He wants Roman to win.
Okay, sure. I think that there's so much that goes into this decision, and the last thing you consider is the actual story. There's a business aspect, right? There is the record, which I think is honestly huge. I think that the reason why they wanted Roman to carry this title for so long is so that Roman's name can be at the top of the consecutive days list in the modern era. And that means outlasting Hulk's number, and he's not there yet. That would be next year or this winter, I think. So if they want his name higher on the list, Roman has to retain. I don't care, because they also instituted that obviously before Triple H took over. So do they care about that business aspect? Do they care about that record anymore as much as they did before? Personally, if I had a nickel for every time Roman defended his title, was gonna lose, and then got bailed out by members of the Bloodline, I'd have a pocket full of nickels. I can only see that match so many times. I think that WrestleMania 40 is the biggest possible stage. You can't just tell that story again. You have to do something different. So if Roman retains, I can't imagine him retaining clean. I can't imagine that it's no one else comes out and his shoulders are on the mat for 3 seconds. It's so hard because you want to tell the best possible story. And I think that Roman retaining has the possibility of having a good story associated with it, but you have to end it in a unique and interesting way. You have to do something different than you've done before. You have such a big stage. This is not WrestleMania 32 and a half. This is not some little number. 40 is a big number. And you have to tell the story in a different way. This is also Triple H's first time really getting to flex his storytelling and his leadership. You've got The Rock. This is probably the last time you're going to get The Rock on a stage this big. You got to do something different. And if that isn't Cody winning, you're going to need a different writer than me. I think it has to be Cody winning if you want to tell the best story.
I think so too. And I think the end result on this is The Rock turning on Roman and Cody wins the championship. Right.
Can I tell you what I'd like for the most chaos?
Sure. Absolutely.
Cody wins. Damian Priest's music hits.
Oh, you would do that?
Uh-huh. 100%.
It's a possibility.
100% I would do that. I would want Cody to win, finish the story. 3 seconds later, you get the whiplash of Damian coming out.
Oh, my God.
That would be incredible. That would be such a whiplash and such a out of left field thing to happen. And also that fight's going to be a war. So it makes sense that that's possibly the one you want to cash in on from Damian's point of view. And that makes that sets Damian up to be such a good heel. That sets him up to be an incredible powerhouse in going forward. So I think that would be a good way to end it as well. I can't imagine a scenario in which Roman wins and it's an interesting finish. From my own experience, having watched, I think that they're from an overarching, like if I'm looking at a bigger picture of we need Roman to retain the title for a long, 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 long time, it makes sense for Roman to retain. But in the moment of WrestleMania 40, I don't know what the finish is that makes it interesting if Roman wins.
I think you'd get away with that if there wasn't one other factor that you're not thinking about. It's in Philadelphia. Dear God, he'd never get out of the building.
That's true.
That you would have such a negative reaction in Philly. This is
true.
They're building up
a good point.
There is going to be a Rocky-esque video package.
But that's Paul's Cody. House, man.
This is
you're coming to Philly. You're talking to Paul Heyman's house. That's no one likes us. We don't care territory.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine if Heyman ended up switching? Imagine if Heyman stabbed him in the back. Heyman loves Dusty. Oh, I just thought of that one too. Could you imagine if Heyman brought Rock in to stab Roman in the back?
That would be pretty interesting.
That would be fun.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that finish too. I think that's a good story. I also wanted to bring up one other thing before we head out of here.
Sure.
I think that there's a possibility of 3 stars from AEW making an appearance at WrestleMania. And I want your yes or no on if you think they will be on camera.
Yeah, we got about 40 seconds ish.
I'll go quick. Dusty. Yes or no?
Dustin. Yes.
Dustin. Sorry. Yeah. Dustin. Yes. Mercedes Moné.
No.
No? Last one. MJF.
No.
Oh, man. I want MJF so bad.
No.
Oh, I want to
no
see
way.
It, my boy.
No
my boy
way.
With the Burberry scarf.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
Oh,
not a chance.
I love MJF so much, though.
Well, yeah, he loves me, too. You know I have a thing with him.
Oh, I mean, listen. Anytime that I get to talk about Michael Jacob Friedman, you know, he's my...
Michael?
Michael Jacob Friedman.
Maxwell.
Sorry. Whatever.
Trust me. I know
names.
That name. Well...
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
That,
he's a nice Jewish boy like me, so...
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. He's a nice boy, all
right. That's right.
Yeah. Go back and look on my YouTube channel. See how nice he is to me. Anyway,
yeah.
That's going to do it. Guys, got a great WrestleMania preview in. When we're back next week, night one's going to be over, and then we're going to really have our brains racking because...
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We'll be getting ready for night two. Thank you so much for all of you listening to The Mark Hoke Show. Thanks to Ruben Bressler for coming on, and we'll see him next week. And we've... Of course, I want to thank Booker T and Brad Gilmore as well. Terrific show today. Don't forget, Vegas Toy Con this weekend. I'll see you guys Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over there. Should be an awesome time. Get your tickets, VegasToyCon.com, and come out, say hi, and meet Mick Foley and Sting. It's going to be terrific. Guys, follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show, Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show. Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show. We'll see you next time on The Mark Show. Have a very happy Easter. Catch you later, Las Vegas.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show, like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show, and visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.